Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. In the name of field expediency, we're doing things a little bit different today. So joining us now is writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. Adopt, improvise, overcome.
Yes, that's right. Who's
I want to bring you...
What
I want you to bring you a...
What movie, what movie is that from, though?
Ooh.
I don't remember.
Your memory is as bad as mine.
Okay. I love the saying, though. Anyway. Enough of that nonsense.
And he throws me a curve, and the first thing I do is drop it. Oh, it's sad when you get old. I have a story out of Woodbridge, Virginia, and I heard something today. I think I talked about it originally almost a month ago, but the police sometimes take a while. This is a self-defense story. Turns out this bad actor was really bad. Can I jump in and share it?
Absolutely.
Okay, this one comes out of all places, the Washington Post. The event itself happened in Woodbridge, Virginia, a D.C. suburb. You're a 44-year-old woman. It's a little after midnight, and you're walking out your front door. Suddenly you notice a man at the side of the house. He has a mask over his face. He has a gun in his hand. He's running towards you. You're a new gun owner. You have your Virginia concealed carry permit, and fortunately, you're armed tonight. You draw your gun and shoot your attacker before he reaches you. You take out your cell phone and call 911. You give a brief statement to the police when they arrive. They find the attacker's loaded gun on the ground next to him. EMS takes your 20-year-old attacker to the hospital. Later, you find out he dies of his injuries. You're not charged with a crime. It turns out this same firearm and the police think the same guy, the video has him wearing the same clothes, had robbed 5 convenience stores, about one every other day in late June and early August. This was not a good guy. The speculation is, people were starting to catch on to his method of operation. So he goes, well, if I can break into a store, why don't I catch somebody in their home? And she just happened to be walking out when he was trying to walk in and rob her. And she was armed. Now, she did a lot of things for a long time that made her safe. Look, she was carrying in a manner that let her get to it very quickly. I know people who carry in a ankle holster, and the joke is, you better hope the robber knocks you down, because that's the only way at your age that you're going to touch your ankle. So she was able to get her gun, probably from a holster, could have been waste, unlikely it was in her purse. And what that also tells me is she didn't come out of the house with her keys in her hand. Show of hands, who's done it? All of us have. Who's learned not to do it because you may need your hands free.
Right.
gets her gun on her holster, gets it pointed at the target, probably never raised to in front of her eyes, probably point shooting at short distance, shot accurately enough to stop the target, and then stop shooting. This was a densely enough populated area that there are sure to be ear witnesses. I was an ear witness to a murder-suicide, and we described the shots to the investigators when they came to us the next morning. And they said, yeah, that last shot that was delayed, that was the suicide. If she had continued shooting when this guy was trying to run away, everybody would have heard it, and she would have had to explain to it. So good for her that she stopped. And when the police arrived, and you've just had your whole evening, in fact, your life for the next couple of days turned upside down, she was able to keep her wits about her and give a brief statement. Now, this is the Washington Post, for one, and even the best reporters in this isn't often leave out a lot of details we'd like to know. One thing that occurs to me is she was shooting in Carolina. Years ago, she admitted, hey, there are people in the world, they're faster, they're stronger than I am. I need a gun. I need to handle my gun enough that, like my finger, when I have it in my hand, I have a pretty good idea where it's pointing. So I think this defender touched her gun a lot, because we've had people miss it in this business. Bill, do you have any way to practice other than at the range to know how well you're pointing, other than lining up the sights like a laser gun?
I have the Mantis X Laser Academy.
Yes. Yes.
Which that right there in and of itself is, I don't remember how much it costs, but I mean, it's better than two or three cases of ammo.
Well, and okay, so you take the gun out of your holster, you're rotating it to the target. Is it really pointed at the target? An instructor will look and say, hey, that's way off here. There, that's where you need to position it. But the other thing is, if she got that practice in, and it's harder these days than it was earlier, she had a gun that fit her, because to have that instinctive, the scientists call it kinematic alignment, to know where your body points.
Right.
You don't have sights on your finger, but you know where they point. There are no sights on a baseball. But that to get that sort of instinctive pointing, you have to touch your gun. I think she found one that fit her. And either she had some coaching. Here's a pro tip. It's really hard to tell, is this the gun for me? If you just grab a gun, is this it? But it's really easy if you're grabbing two or three guns to go, oh, they're different. Here's the one that's better. And then also, if you can have somebody look, they'll know how your trigger finger should be positioned when you're holding the firearm properly and your finger's on the trigger. So I think our defender had somebody help her, or she had enough practice to find a gun that was a good fit. Bill, you've done force on force, and darkness cuts both ways. She was probably slow to see her attacker. What were you going to say? I'm curious.
Well, no, I was going to say that's exactly the way to put it, too. It does cut both ways.
Right. That guy may have been showing a quarter of his body as he's watching her, waiting for her to come out. She might not have seen that until he starts to run. On the other hand, he doesn't notice when she puts one hand behind her hip and starts to draw her gun until her elbows come out and the gun comes forward. It's a little too late.
Yeah.
The other thing is she probably, unless she had a lot of practice, it doesn't say, did she have reflex sight so that there's a red dot right on his chest? Did she have a laser sight so that there literally wasn't?
Hang on for me.
Yeah, we'll cover it when we come back.
Absolutely. Talking to writer and podcaster Rob Moore, Self-Defense Gun Stories. This is Lock and Load.
Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
America, do you want to win the spiritual war against the demons currently attacking our land? Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law, and do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon, free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness, using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible, free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Shipping is free too, so call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set, and watch the darkness flee from the light.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. We're speaking with Rob Morse. We were just talking about this lady in Virginia who had successfully deployed a gun against somebody and talking about the details. So if you would please pick that up on where I had to, you know, crassly interrupt you, please, sir.
Thank you for all the sponsors that bring us lock and load. Our defender was able to disable the attacker before he could reach her. So they talk about 21 feet. If your gun isn't on the way out and he's at 21 feet when he starts, wow, that seems like a long way away, but attacks happen fast. So look what she did in the fractions of a second that it took her attacker to cover that distance. She had to recognize that there's somebody there, scan him, he's a threat. Gosh, he's got a gun in his hand. I have to maybe drop my purse, whatever are in my hand, clear my cover garment, get my hands on the grip of my gun, take it up out of the holster, rotate it so that it's on target, maybe a little bit forward, maybe you shoot directly from the hip. And now I have to put accurate shots on target. You remember, because you still do it. You take friends to the range, particularly new shooters. We build that presentation of a firearm step at a time. And while we're talking to them, I see them look in the distance. They're not really there. They're not seeing what's in front of them. They're busy feeling how their body moves, where both hands are going, yes, I've got a grip. Yes, I've got it. Well, that's thinking those motions through. They're not unconsciously competent. They're not written into procedural memory. This defender's watching her attacker while all that happens. So she has those motions recorded. She's able to say, now. One of the points, she has her defense recorded. She doesn't go, oh, is this imminent? Is this unavoidable? Is this lethal? She already had a box where lethal threat fit in her brain. It looks like that. Yep. So she recognized rather than thought about the situation. And then she had a programmed response. How do you program it? You program it each time. Well, know what you don't. We found out that teaching people to shoot at bullseye targets didn't program the response. Please, if you can, get a lifelike silhouette at least, better yet, a photorealistic target, and say, that person's a lethal threat when you present your firearm when you're at the shooting range. You're programming that defensive response. The other thing is, we have so many new shooters, Bill. I'm worried, where are they going to learn to present? Some of them are going to get it from YouTube, but that's not very pretty. Did the military teach you to present? Really?
No. No. They had us detailed as a range safety officer on a 45 ACP range one time, and my first sergeant came down there. My first sergeant had been in the Army in Vietnam and everything else, and carried a 45 his entire time. And his 45 that he carried on duty when we were in the field was his own personal 45. So he was intimately aware of what this gun was. And he would get out there, and as I would use him to demonstrate. But then the first time I did it, I had to explain to him, listen, First Sergeant, we can't do that way, okay? And I worked directly for him, which was a bad mistake. But then later on, he understood what I was saying. But he got out there. The dude was so good that he would stick it sideways out there, you know, like thug style. And what he was doing, he would tell me, he'd be like, well, I would just show him that it was impossible for them to miss if they just stick the gun on target. I was like, I know, First Sergeant, but, I mean, you know, this isn't Miami Vice. I was in trouble for that for a bit.
The right way, the wrong way, and the Army way.
Right.
But you're infinitely right. Many ways work. Lots of ways work better for most of us. And if it doesn't work well for you, a good instructor goes, you know what? Here, try moving your elbow here. Change your grip here. Where your thumbs go, try pushing more here. They're correcting small faults. Some people can get away with those faults. Some can't. That's instructors are invaluable. But even then, our idea of what's best practice has changed over time. I mean, literally, the way they shot in the 1800s is the way they shot in the early 1900s, the late, middle and late 1900s. It's changed even over the last 10 years. And it's not that you need to shave the last tenth of a second off your draw. It's that if you do it well, you're accurate earlier and easier. Why not cheat and learn that from someone who can teach you well?
Right.
Here's the thing that, go ahead.
I was going to say, I was not trying to say that you should not learn how to shoot with the gun sideways, because who knows what angle you're going to be attacked at. You may have to bring the gun up upside down and behind you.
Yes.
So, I mean, there's nothing wrong with learning how to do that, except when you're new, when you are a new shooter and you are learning how to present a gun, it's probably not a bad idea to learn how to do it the classic way.
Right.
So.
Well, and I'm going to say, let's make it a contemporary classic, because you and I have seen people, what we'll call teacup. You know, our support now, where there was a time when it went behind the back, then it went under the gun, then we've changed what we do with our support hand to get better and better and better. Here's something that these stories never cover, and I always wonder, okay, it just got really loud, the guy stopped. Well, I guess I'm not getting in my car, my plans have changed. Do you feel safe enough to run back inside? Or do you sit there and shout, everybody, help me, I've just been attacked, call the police? Because then all the guys that were in your neighborhood that were insomniacs and happened to be awake and were ear witnesses might volunteer their phone numbers to the police, and therefore the police have their contact information in your defense. You want to stay at the scene because that's what good guys do. Besides that, if this guy has a getaway driver parked around the corner and you go back inside and the getaway driver decides to scoop up the bad guy's firearm,
hang on for me.
Yeah.
Hang on for me. When we get back, we'll tell you how to find Rob and everything he does. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The federal mask mandate on airplanes and other forms of public transportation will remain in effect until January of next year. This as the White House is expected to back plans for COVID vaccine booster shots for most Americans. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying boosters have always been part of their contingency plan.
Part of our operational focus was ensuring we had enough supply to provide booster shots should that be a decision made by the FDA. So that has been in our planning processes for months now.
California is getting extra help from the feds to fight wildfires. The state securing two fire management assistant grants from federal emergency managers to help suppress the Monument Fire burning in Trinity County and the Dixie Fire in Lassen County. Combined, the fires have burned more than 720,000 acres. This is USA Radio News. The Pentagon reports they're stepping up evacuations from Afghanistan.
The U.S. military has received assurances from the Taliban that they will not interfere with operations at the Kabul airport. Major General Hank Taylor, who is a senior official with the Pentagon Joint Chiefs of Staff, said they're picking up the pace of the airlift.
We predict that our best effort could look like 5,000 to 9,000 passengers departing per day.
On the first day of the airlift, there was a breakdown of security as hundreds of Afghans tried to climb on a C-17 transport plane as it took off from Kabul. Video from the scene showed two people falling from the plane to their death, while another was later found dead in a wheel well. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
In a public service announcement, Hall of Fame quarterback Brett Favre is calling on parents not to let their children until the age of 14 play tackle football. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantis Holster, singular.com. Talking to writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Tell everybody how to find you, because we keep running right into the bump and to the end of the segment. So how do they find you, please, sir?
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I co-host on the Polite Society podcast. That's sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, the writing's picked up. It's carried at Clash Daily, The Daily Surge, Second Call Defense, and I get to write the Armed Citizens column at Ammoland. Phil, thank you for having me on with you and the Ninjas.
Very good. All those places very much worth cultivating. Now then, you've got this thing about being surrounded in a car, which, I mean, in today's world, that is a very germane topic. Tell me about this, please.
Okay, this one was out of Sebring, Florida, covered by the CBS 10 affiliate out of Tampa Bay where I picked it up. It's after midnight. There's a theme here, right? You pull into a parking lot, turn off your car. You don't know where they all came from, but a group of young men, some news accounts said four, some said five, wearing hoodies and masks, run up and surround your car. One of the men takes a gun out and points it at you through the driver's side window. A second man pulls open the passenger seat, passenger side door, jumps into the passenger seat, demands your keys, your phone, your purse. You own a gun? You're carrying concealed. You push the robber in the passenger seat away from you. You present your firearm and then turn to the immediate threat, the armed robber outside your window. You shoot at him. He moves away. Now you have to turn 180 degrees, get that darn steering wheel out of my way, and you're going to get the attacker next to you, but he has already changed his plans. He is out the door. All five of the robbers run away. You call 911. You say this. Interesting. Like our last story, the police say that several other people have been carjacked in the area all within the last few hours. The police examine the security vans from the nearby stores. Officers don't find any blood at the scene. And later, and this is surprising, they don't find anyone entering a hospital with a gunshot wound. You're not charged with a crime. Again, midnight. I didn't plan to be robbed. Very few of us think it's coming. She considered the risks she faced, and she became a gun owner. She was armed in the car that night. Also, her gun was within immediate reach. Oh, I'll keep it in the trunk. It's too far away. I'll keep it in the glove compartment. It's too far away. Under the seat is probably too far away. She also created more time to get to her gun by fighting with her attacker in the seat next door. Bill, how many new gun owners have said, I'll get my gun when it's dangerous out?
See, that's the conundrum, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's not really something you can teach either. That's not really something you can teach. The problem with the car, and most people don't even know this. I mean, I've talked with a Masada Ayub, and if you get surrounded in your car and they attack the sheet metal of your car, it is his opinion that you should do nothing till they start trying to access you through the windshield or through the windows.
Right.
And once that happens, it's game on. But how many people have heard that part? So,
right.
I mean, in this particular case, the fact that this female stopped a 5-man carjacking team, that's pretty impressive. That's really impressive. I mean, simply from the standpoint of, I mean, I like to think that, I mean, you were talking about the Tueller drill just a little while ago, 21 feet, right?
Right.
That sounds like a long way until you think about a professional athlete, like, say, in the NFL, that can cover 40 yards in less than 5 seconds.
Right.
And how long does it take somebody to pull that weapon up and stick it out of there?
Well, let's talk about that and where beginners should expect to begin. Okay, you're at a square range. There are people to the side. You have your target in front of you. The instructor says, at the sound of the horn or the whistle, I want you to present safely and shoot. We'll put the target on. By the way, it takes time to aim to. We'll put it out of 5 yards. Pretty standard shot. And you're probably 3 seconds while you're thinking about it. After you've thought about it, after you've made it muscle memory, the more accurate term, procedural memory.
Right.
After your body knows what to do when you say it's go time. Later, after when you say there's a threat and you've made all those decisions, you'll easily get the first shot in under 2 seconds. With practice, you'll get 2 shots, high center chest and under 2 seconds at 5 yards. That's not hard. By the way, the pros are way faster. That's still amateur times. But that's a practiced amateur. So let's see. You start at 3, you come down to 2. You're shaving off a second. That's a lot. And a second is a very long time when someone has a gun sticking through your window. The other thing I like that she did, sometimes new gun owners say, I won't keep a cartridge in the chamber because I'm afraid the gun will go off. I'm pretty sure this firearms owner had a loaded chamber. If she didn't during that fight, that's how she's carrying now. Because one, it assumes you have 2 hands, and it assumes you have the time and space to get both of them on the gun and chamber around.
Right.
Yeah, so those are all little things that our defender did right before her finger ever touched the trigger. Now, she also had the presence of mind. There's a guy right next to me who's grabbing at me, but there's a firearm pointed through the window. This guy with hands might take seconds to kill me. I've got a threat outside the window that can kill me in a fraction of a second, and she shot. So she thought through which is the more immediate danger. Good for her. Great for her. Now she turned, she goes, by the way, that was really loud. I'm sure it shocked everybody. She turns back. She had the presence of mind not to shoot somebody in the back as he's running out of his, out of her car. Good. Because, and we've seen people do it. And I need it. Bang. And don't come back. That's a crime. That's a crime. She didn't chase her attackers across the parking lot. She called for help, and then she gave a statement. Now, these things with everybody, oh, no, I wasn't out to rob somebody. That's a COVID mask. These days, it's harder to tell guys who are masked, although hoodies at night, that's kind of a clue in the summer. But you asked why the five guys, how did she defeat five guys? You didn't know the answer. You were trained in it. It was your profession. You were more violent, and the violence was sudden, than they were. They couldn't say, oh, gentlemen, what shall we do now? We have an armed defender. They never had time to form new plans or even think about it because they were running for their lives. So she turned the tables, and once she had the initiative, she maintained it.
Well, we're coming up on the next break, so once again, tell everybody how to find you.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I co-host the Polite Society podcast. My blog is slowfacts.wordpress.com, and I get to join Bill and the Ninjas here on Lock and Load.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Time on the firing line from the guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We are talking to writer and podcaster and instructor Rob Morse. And here the instructor part. This is where I'm going to lean on you now, Rob. So
okay.
I made a video saying, why can't I shoot a Glock? You know, I got my low left issue, which a lot of people seem to
right.
Well, a young man named Tony Wong, who is a United States Practical Shooting Association Grandmaster, watched that video, and then he downloaded the video, and then he played it back, all the segments where I was shooting, in slow motion. Which I'd really love to know how he did that, because I didn't shoot in slow motion, but he did it. So, and then he reaches out to me, and on that, in that YouTube video, most of the time when I get out there and I make an admission of an inadequacy here or there, I get such fun comments, that's because you're a big, dumb, bald, fat guy who can't shoot. Such constructive criticism.
Right.
This guy gets out there and says, you have an ulnar deviation instead of a radial deviation when you grip the gun.
Right.
What's an ulnar
deviation? You're pushing with the web of your hand rather than the heel.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yes. So he gets out there and we go back and forth and he tells me exactly this. And he calls me and we talk about it. Then I had him on the show and we talked about it. So then while we were on the show, he said, well, what you should do, because all of his matches that he won to on his way to the USPSA Grandmaster title was a Glock 26, which that interested me. And so he's not out there. Most guys want to use the full-length Glock 34 for the longer sight down the slide and stuff. He didn't care about that because he was like, this works a certain way. So, I already had a Glock in the hands at Taron Butler, with Taron Butler and Terra Tactical Innovations, which he said he would get one together for me, and he said I'd be able to shoot this no matter what my problem is. Now, with Tony Wong, which Taron still has the gun, I haven't got that gun back yet, but with Tony Wong, he got out there and said, well, listen, if you'll try pushing on the back strap of the gun instead of in the beaver tail, and then tell me what that looks like when you do that with the sight, when you pull the trigger. He said, because when you pull the trigger, Everybody flinches when they pull the trigger. Nobody cannot flinch right. When they pull the trigger, because it's a mechanical operation, and the gun is having a few things happen, and it's giving. So you're going to move with it, but with an 18 degree grip angle, that doesn't matter because you're gripping in the right spot by default. But with the Glock, which has a 22 degree grip angle, you're not. So he said, so think about pressing that, feeling that in the palm, in the heel of your palm.
Right.
So I've been doing that, and I've been dry firing it. And I haven't tried the laser stuff yet. I'm about to start with the Laser Academy, but I'm going to take this thing out. Now, as an instructor, you carry a Glock. You carry a Glock 19, which I got a Glock.
Yeah.
Now, while I'm waiting on Taryn's gun to come back, I have gotten a Glock 19, a fifth gen. I have put some XS DXT2 big dot sights on it.
Right.
And I have put the Timney trigger on it, the new Timney trigger that's supposed to revolutionize. It's the biggest thing about Glock since Glock. You know, I put that trigger on it. I've been shooting it the way he said I should try. I'm very interested in what it's going to be like on the range because it looks sort of promising. As you have been an instructor, like when you get out there with people, with new people, or just regular people, how many low-left people do you find on a regular basis?
Half, and that is accepting the left-handers who are low-right, right? So, yes, easy. Often what they do is they are startled by the gun. And it's about to go bang. From theory, our hands are completely still, and all we're doing is moving our trigger finger. In fact, they're anticipating the recoil. They're squeezing harder and harder as they press with their trigger finger. They break concentration, often by looking at the target rather than the sights,
right.
And then they end up shooting a little less.
Yeah,
there was a fascinating drill bill, and I heard it, but Steve Fisher was the first one who tried it with us. You use your middle finger and thumb to support the gun.
Yeah.
which just every cell in my body is screaming, this is insane, this will never work, this is dangerous. And you just reach out with your trigger finger and barely press. So you're supporting the gun. You're not really grabbing it at all. Follow-up shots are a real nightmare. But it's accurate. It's surprisingly accurate. And it reminded me of somebody shooting an arrow. You know, you present it and you release it. Oh, yeah, there it is. Crazy. There's a lot to this, Bill. And professional instructors and this guy from USPSA has it dialed. Isn't this a marvelous time to learn to shoot?
Well, I'm looking forward to taking it out on the range. I just got to. You know what's going on with me, so I just got to find the time to get it out there and actually do it. I've got quite a few things I'm going to try. What I've done, just to see, and I'm going to make a comparison out of this. So, CZ is one of my sponsors. I actually think the CZ P10, the P10C, coming out of the box, is the best striker-fired gun out there today. No doubt about it.
Right.
The thing with Glock is very ubiquitous.
Right.
You can find find Glock accessories at Walgreens. Most of law enforcement carries Glock. In the event that we were to have a situation where things get really bad, which now thanks to certain Democratic policy ventures that we have going on, might get sort of exciting here in the U.S. of A., in that event, I'm far likely to find things that go with a Glock than I will with a CZ, unfortunately. But I have a CZ with an Overwatch trigger made by Hive Technologies and some XS Big Dot DXT2 sights on it. And I have this Glock 19 with DXT2 Big Dot sights on it and the Timney trigger.
Right.
Now, I don't expect the Glock to beat the CZ, because the CZ has a heavier lockup system, so, I mean, it's just more accurate. It just is.
Right.
It's not a compromise, but it's a hybrid gun. It's meant to be a deployed gun, and at the same time, it is also meant to be a more accurate gun.
Right.
But I want to see if this gun is closer to the CZ, and I think it's going to be. But we're going to find out. We're going to find out.
Let's be clear. There used to be a time when you and I were enamored with target triggers.
Right.
Maybe 3 pounds, maybe less. That's not something you carry. And even in IEPA, USPSA, after you've shot it, 4.5, 5 pounds feels very normal, very light, very, very accurate. When you say you had a trigger job, it's probably the take up and reset that have been reduced so that follow on shots are faster, right. Not so that the first shot breaks easier.
Yeah,
have you had a chance to run those with the Mantis yet?
I have, neither one. I haven't done it, but I'm going to try them both. I'm going to try them both just to see. But I'm looking, the Mantis system, if you haven't checked that out, you ought to look into the Laser Academy. You would find it quite nice. You set it up with your smartphone. Gives you real-time feedback, all that other stuff. We're about to run out of time, so one more time, if you would, tell people how to find you.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I co-host the Polite Society podcast. My blog, and I write about politics and guns frequently, is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, my writing's picked up on Clash Daily, The Dave and Surge, and also at Second Call Defense. I get to write the Armed Citizen column on Annaland. Once a week, I get to join Bill. Thank you, Bill.
Yes, sir. Back again in 21 hours. It's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X 3 ways. Live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to 3 dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.